How bad is Puerto Rico's financial crisis? Its $73 billion debt load equals three-fourths of its entire economy. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla has conceded that the U.S. Commonwealth can no longer make payments on a debt that massive. Annual trade between Florida and Puerto Rico is about $2 billion. Bankruptcy attorney Charles Tattlebaum of the Fort Lauderdale law firm Tripp Scott says Puerto Rico's collapse will hit Florida.
Florida businesses, and especially South Florida businesses, are the largest provider of goods and services to Puerto Rico. When the government can't pay its bills, it cannot pay those vendors who sell to the government, but more importantly, it can't pay the Puerto Rican businesses that deal with the government, who in turn cannot pay their Florida suppliers.
One hopeful note is that the U.S. Congress may finally move now to allow U.S. territories like Puerto Rico to file for bankruptcy protection.
We hope so, because otherwise it's going to be financial chaos.
The island's emergency is also expected to force many more Puerto Ricans, who are U.S. citizens, to emigrate to the U.S. mainland. They are now Florida's fastest-growing Latino group. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.